Hey, everybody. Today, the Charlie Kirk Show. A Chinese balloon over America. Make sure if you see it, you take a picture of it. An outrageous story. And our leaders are just letting it happen. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter. tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com.
Right now, as I do this broadcast, there is an active Chinese spy balloon over Montana. The news broke last evening, and the obvious question I have that I know a lot of you have is, why have we not done anything about it in the last 12 hours? We're kind of staring in awe and wonder of having a Chinese spy balloon over our country. What are the Chinese doing to pulling a spy balloon? Why are we just learning about it now? It was there for a couple days. Let's go to cut 100. As right now, you are being spied on by a balloon in the sky. And by the way, you're being spied on by the Chinese all the time because your corporate elites have sold out our country to China. But this is just pretty brazen. It's a middle finger. It's floating in the sky and we're putting up with this. Why play cut 100?
Correct. So here is what we think we know. The balloon entered U.S. airspace a couple of days ago. It flew eastward into Montana. It's not clear what it was doing there, but the state is home to one of three U.S. Air Force bases with intercontinental ballistic missiles.
The discovery coming just days before Secretary of State Antony Blinken is scheduled to visit, guess where? Well, Beijing. Meanwhile, China reacting with a statement saying it is looking into the balloon, but General Jack Keane says he's not buying that.
The Chinese are such liars. I'm so sick of these people, and you should be too. Yeah, we're checking the weather over a nuclear installation in Montana. We're just trying to see the formation of clouds and the weather patterns on over the soil of another domestic nation. Look, this should fire you up. Joe Biden should have shot this down, captured the data, given the data to the Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, put Tony Blinken on a plane to Beijing and thrown the balloon on a table if he was going to meet with the Chinese Communist Party. Of course, that's not going to happen. No, instead, Blinken says, I'm postponing my meeting. These people are so weak. And what's so funny is that these are the same people that are beating the drums of war against Putin, and they can't pop a balloon out of the sky. Yeah, Putin is this big threat. Let's send Javelin tanks that, by the way, deteriorates and depletes is a better word, depletes our own weapon reserve, missiles, tanks, and yet our own leaders cannot find the intestinal fortitude, the gumption, or the spine to say, yeah, just pop a balloon. No, they say that they're worried that if they pop the balloon that people might die or they might get hurt from it falling out of the sky. It's Montana. I love Montana. The governor of Montana is a friend of mine. There's twice as many cows than people in Montana. They're, by definition, they're socially distanced. If you hit a person in Montana when you pop a balloon out of the sky, that would be rather remarkable. You also could just do a PSA. Stay inside your home for 15 minutes. We're about to pop a balloon from the Chinese Communist Party. But what's so amazing is I thought by the time I'd be doing this broadcast with you today, this would be resolved. No, it's still there. It's still up in the sky. With awe and wonder, we're staring at this balloon as if it's some sort of message from Neptune or Saturn. No. This is not that hard to understand. This is America's greatest enemy that your corporate elites, your politicians, and yes, the foreign agent who calls himself the president of the United States, Joe Biden, has been selling out the soul and the core of America for the last 30 and 40 years because it's cheap and easy money from the great enemy, the Chinese Communist Party. And now all of a sudden we have a balloon in our sky and we're supposed to be super perplexed by this. By the way, you should be insulted. It fires me up. It's a direct and complete, it's a brazen operation by the Chinese Communist Party. And even for the CCP, who they have a lot of chutzpah, I got to tell you. the CCP for what they have done the last couple of years. They manufacture a virus. They might have launched it intentionally. They might not have, in coordination with EcoHealth Alliance and Peter Daszak and Anthony Fauci and Gain of Function Research. They were never held accountable for the virus. They launched it on the entire world. Not to mention what they have done with the cyber grid, Belt and Road Initiative, buying up third world countries, buying airports, and literally buying airports, then leasing them back to indigenous people in African countries, the Caribbean and South America, trying to take over the Brazilian government via Lula, dumping fentanyl into our country, dumping solar panels into our country, dumping steel into our country, infiltrating the American universities and professors, buying farmland or attempting to buy farmland next to military installations. Thankfully, North Dakota has decided to put a stop to that, but it's happening in Texas, happening in other places. The CCP has sent hundreds of thousands of students that are basically spies to our own universities. We take money from Confucius Institutes, which are pseudo-military installations. All of that happens, and I have to listen to the media get really fired up that a balloon is over our sky. By the way, they should be fired up, but where is their outrage and their protest and them being upset when our country has been taken over piece by piece and bit by bit? And then we have a president of the United States who's obviously a Chinese Communist Party agent, and his son at least is, but Joe Biden has always acted in the best interest of the Chinese Communist Party. As the Chinese Communist Party describes Joe Biden and his family, they might say bad things. Bad mouth, big help is the four words that summarize the Chinese Communist Party's relationship with Joe Biden and American politicians. Little bad mouth, big help is what they say. So it should take pause. Again, the balloon's still in the sky. No one shot it down. Why? I'm not really sure. They have nothing but excuses. We know the real reason why. The real reason why is that the current American government, Tony Blinken and Joe Biden, justify to themselves that there is going to be a merge of American and Chinese culture, and there's going to be this wonderful alliance and partnership, and we're going to be competitors, and we're going to have this beautiful forced assimilation between the atheist, godless, modern-day Nazi regime that is the Chinese Communist Party with our own Western version of secularism. The balloon just crossed over the Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana. Why are we putting up with this? This is happening in real time. And we're just supposed to speculate. This is a spy balloon. They say it's a weather balloon. Right. Because the Chinese are known for their ethics. They're not. The Chinese Communist Party, at least, is not known for their ethics. One of three nuclear launch facilities. It just so happened that the balloon, it caught a bad wind, a bad draft. And it happens to go over one of our three nuclear launch facilities. And it's still active right there, right now. It is still right now active in the sky. And by the way, it's not just the balloon. I know it sounds like some people say, oh, it's, you know, it's something that just kind of floats. And it's, what's that movie of that young, oh boy, you know what movie I'm talking about there. Up. It's called Up, obviously. It's not hard to remember. It's called Up, yeah. Where the balloon just kind of, oh, the hot air balloon, it leaves and it goes. That's not how it is. It's the size of three Greyhound buses, okay? It has sophisticated cameras. It's effectively a military asset. So here's what one of my contacts who served in the Department of Defense under Trump, really good guy, texted me yesterday. He said, look, these things are usually all over the place, but most countries do not have the chutzpah, that's not his word, he used a different word, or the spine, to use them to surveil other people's domestic operations. We use them to hopefully deter narcotic trafficking, identify homeland security threats, military operations. But you have to understand, these are not just innocent balloons. They are worth tens of millions, sometimes hundreds of millions of dollars. They typically have a set of very high resolution cameras that can see at great distances and through fog, also with thermal imaging. This is incredibly sophisticated technology. And it's still there as we do this program. Just as a reminder of who your masters are, who owns this country, just look to the sky. It's right there, right there. The moment that our government learned about this, they should have shot it out of the sky. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Sometimes it feels like the world is being held together by duct tape. and one more little push could bring the whole thing down. Now is the time to get your own house in order. That's why I urge you to go to MyPatriotSupply.com and take advantage of a special new offer. Stock up on their popular three-month emergency food kit with a new low price. Did I mention that you'll save $200? Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to see all the amazing food you'll get. This food will help you survive when the time comes to fend for yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get a three-month emergency food kit for a new low price of and save $200. I think very highly of My Patriot Supply. You are 9 meals away from anarchy. Are you able to feed your family when things start to fall apart? Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That is MyPatriotSupply.com. Write it down. Remember it. MyPatriotSupply.com. If you feel like things are falling apart, then you need to go right now to MyPatriotSupply.com. That is MyPatriotSupply.com. Our government is a joke. I do not have faith in our military. I do not have faith in the leadership of our country in both political parties. It's very interesting. The consensus from you, the audience, is yes, shoot it down, but be careful that it might have a biological weapon in it. That's interesting. I would say, though, that if China wanted to deploy a biological weapon on the United States, I think they already know how to do that. And I don't know if it would be in their best interest to be able to draw it directly to a balloon being shot out of the sky. You might be right, but regardless, I think that the balloon's got to be taken down, period. The balloon's got to go down immediately. Someone says, Charlie, I might be afraid to take it down. Again, we probably got 300 emails saying it might be a bioweapon. You might be right. But that would not be in China's best interest. Now, it would be more reasonable to believe that this is China pushing the envelope, China doing this as an intentional act of defiance to just remind the American elite, to remind us that we're becoming in charge. We're not there yet, but we're getting there. And again, our teenagers are on TikTok. If your child or grandchild is on TikTok, they are becoming a wholly owned subsidiary of the Chinese Communist Party. I hate to say it. It's true. The Chinese Communist Party builds a lot of our critical infrastructure through Huawei and some of their other major companies. The Chinese Communist Party owns many of our universities. They're buying farmland all across the country. The Chinese Communist Party pays off professors to supply them with expertise and information every few months. There's another sting where some of these professors get arrested. A year ago, a Harvard chemistry professor got convicted for this. Our graduate schools, our internships, our tech jobs have a flood of Chinese STEM graduates, and China has built its entire economy around stealing American technology and reverse engineering it back at home. There are 300,000 Chinese students in America. There should be zero. A lot of our universities have let themselves become dependent on them to pay the bills. There are nearly 6,000 Chinese students just at UIC, University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. That's not UIC, that's UIUC, UIC's University of Illinois Chicago. There's more than 10% of the student body. It's a school within a school. The Chinese Communist Party basically controls the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. So China has been taking over our country for quite some time. So if you're getting fired up about the balloon, good. But isn't it interesting to see the media all of a sudden care about this because it's a balloon in the sky? Maybe because it's a good news story. Maybe because there's palace intrigue. Maybe because it's happening in real time. China spies on us all the time. They're listening to your conversations. They're mapping out your kids. By the way, they dump fentanyl that kills tens of thousands of our citizens every single year. Tens of thousands of people. There was 107,000 drug overdoses last year. I think like 30,000 of them were fentanyl related. There are 107,000 drug overdoses. I don't think there's 107,000 fentanyl deaths. Maybe there are. Maybe my numbers are wrong. I think there's anywhere between 30 to 40,000 that are fentanyl related. The rest are other drugs. So China is taking us over, and the balloon is a physical metaphor of what they're doing. And it remains. And it's right there right now. It's floating in the sky as just kind of a reminder as we do this program. The CCP is taking us over, and our leaders are not willing to do anything. Now, remember, neoliberalism that we constantly talk about, neoliberalism and the neoliberal regime is all about getting as rich as you possibly can, bigger homes, more stuff, doesn't matter if your country is falling apart. Neoliberalism views America not as a country, but as a colony. They don't believe in borders, language, culture, and they certainly do not believe in standing up against the Chinese Communist Party.
Now, let me ask you a question. Let's do a thought experiment. If Vladimir Putin had a balloon over Montana, would Biden have shot it down? I think we know the answer to that. If Vladimir Putin had a balloon over Montana, there would be sanctions. There would be tariffs. There would be international outrage. And there would be clamoring to try and hold Vladimir Putin accountable. So why would it be that if Vladimir Putin had a balloon over America, that we would be mobilizing the infantry, activating the nuclear arsenal, having a special congressional committee, but if the CCP has a floating balloon over our country, we're supposed to be told by our media that the CCP tells us it's just a weather balloon. They're just trying to understand the winds. The balloon is now currently moving east and is over the center of the continental United States via the Pentagon. We're watching this thing as just a spectator. What an insult. That's your leaders telling you, yeah, I mean, it's floating and I guess we'll just look at it. If it was Russian, it'd be shot down by now.
I want to talk about ReliefFactor.com. I want you guys to check out ReliefFactor.com, 100% drug-free, knee pain, back pain, joint pain, elbow pain. Check out Relief Factor Energy. Help makes your body make nutrients readily available. Relief Factor Sleep. I know a lot of you are probably having trouble sleeping. Relief Factor Sleep could be the best solution for you. Everybody goes to bed. Not everybody sleeps. We're all about helping people live lives that are filled with connection, exploration, passion, and emotion. That is what his life is all about. Make sure you guys are sleeping well. It's a major part of life. Check it out right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
The balloon is still over America. The Pentagon is now saying it is a high-altitude surveillance balloon currently over the center of the continental United States. The balloon is maneuverable, has changed its course. This is a surveillance balloon, and we're doing nothing. Play cut 106.
You said that this is violating our airspace, so why not take it down?
Yeah, so, you know, clearly as we assess options and considering the size of the payload on this, looking at the potential for debris and the impact on civilians on the ground or property damage, again, running through the various factors and looking at in terms of does it pose a potential risk to people while in the air? And right now, as I mentioned, we assess that it does not pose a risk to people on the ground as it currently is traversing the continental United States. And so out of an abundance of caution, cognizant of the potential impact to civilians on the ground from a debris field, right now we're going to continue to monitor and review options.
This thing's on tour. It's on a scenic tour of the United States. It's like the John Madden blimp. It's the Goodyear blimp. Oh, yeah. You know, so in the Super Bowl, we're all going to point. Oh, there it is. There's our CCP masters as we are becoming pseudo slaves of the CCP. Property damage. That's the argument. No, because you see, he shifted gears. He said, well, you know, there might not be human carnage, but there might be property damage. I think I speak for almost every red-blooded American over the middle continent of the United States. I think they're willing to take the risk that their home might be hit by a Chinese drone, a Chinese balloon. But by the way, if their home gets hit by a Chinese balloon, I'm sure that insurance will cover it. Okay, I'm sure there's a line item in your home policy about international objects flying out of the sky. Okay, or maybe the federal government could definitely write you a check. This is the silliest thing. But it just goes to show that someone is obviously controlling him. Who is this person again? By the way, this is at times like this, I wish I wrote for the Babylon Bee. Yesterday I wrote the headline is that hundreds of thousands of Montanans start firing randomly in the sky to take out the Chinese balloon. I'm like, that's a perfect Babylon Bee headline. That guy's the Pentagon spokesperson. Okay, remember, you got to remember, the entire American ruling elite, they're on the payroll of the CCP. The hedge fund managers, the finance titans, the National Basketball Association. So for them, this is their employer, right? This is their cash cow. So the cash cow has a balloon as it's spying on all of us. And what is he talking about? It doesn't pose a threat. They're taking in-depth 3D thermal imaging pictures of our own citizens, and that's not a threat to the United States. Why are we putting up with this? Play cut 107.
our announcement last night regarding the high-altitude surveillance balloon, I'm not going to have much new information to provide other than to say that the North American Aerospace Defense Command continues to monitor it closely. While we won't get into specifics in regards to the exact location, I can tell you that the balloon continues to move eastward and is currently over the center of the continental United States.
Yeah, and so the devil's advocate is, well, the Pentagon might have some reasons why they're not shooting it down. Okay, and again, the only reason I could think of is that there's a biological agent, an electromagnetic pulse weapon, or some sort of thermonuclear weapon on a weather balloon. Well, it's not a weather balloon, but on a surveillance balloon. Maybe they want to seize it and seize it intact. He said that it has a payload. I mean, if all of this is true, then this is a provocation of war, and your 18-year-old grandson is going to be enlisting really soon to go fight the Chinese Communist Party, if that's true. If you're just like randomly, casually flying over, you know, flying biological agents over the homeland of the United States, there really is no room for negotiation. And someone says, well, it's not a provocation of war. Countries do this. No, they don't. No. The point is that if it's not spying and it is a biological agent, that is a provocation of war. Just to make sure my argument is clear, that if you're just kind of flying a nuclear weapon over a country to take pictures and hope they shoot it down, again, I don't think that's likely. I don't understand the argument. I know. What is the Pentagon saying? What are they doing? Why are they not shooting it down? Doesn't make any sense to me. Someone can explain it to me, then fine, other than the unlikely argument that this is a weapon of mass destruction, a term that we've become all too familiar with over the last couple decades, that is hovering over the United States, and they're trying to bait us into shooting it down. The Pentagon spokesperson was asked who's controlling this balloon. He says, we know it's a Chinese balloon. And he says the Chinese government is controlling the movement of the balloon. Or he was asked that, and he said, I'm not going to have any special intelligence we may have. Again, we know that it's a Chinese balloon. Okay, so the only explanation is if there is a chemical agent or some mass weapon in the balloon, and it's actually not a surveillance balloon. If that's the case, then everybody's lying to us. Or the more likely situation here is that our government is purchased and bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party. We're extremely weak, and we've shown that in every possible regard, and we don't want to provoke China because the Wall Street titans, the sports titans, the Hollywood titans, and the tech titans want a merger of the Chinese Communist Party and the American ruling class because they get paid. The more likely explanation, again, I'm not totally dismissing that this might be a biochemical agent in the sky. I think that's very irrational on the part of the CCP, and the CCP has been acting very rational in their own Machiavellian secular evil and self-interest, is that Joe Biden is a foreign agent of the Chinese Communist Party. Where's Joe Biden on this? Has Joe Biden spoke at all? You have our greatest enemy flying, at the very least what we know, a surveillance object over the homeland of the United States. There's a lot of questions here. And definitely the emails we're receiving at freedom@charliekirk.com is people are suspecting that this might be a biological chemical agent. You might be right. That's an unlikelier explanation than the likely explanation that's in front of us, which is that our government does whatever the CCP wants. That's basically been the modus operandi. Play cut 108, please.
General Ryder, who is controlling this balloon right now?
Again, we know that this is a Chinese balloon, but beyond that, I'm not going to have specifics.
But is it, you say that it's moving eastward and it's over the continental U.S., it's not over Montana anymore. Is the Chinese government controlling the movement of the balloon, or is it just floating with airstreams?
Thanks, Jennifer. So I'm not going to go into any specific intelligence that we may have. Again, we know this is a Chinese balloon and that it has the ability to maneuver. But I'll just leave it at that.
So why does he hesitate saying the CCP is controlling it? And one explanation is that this could be Iranian and that they're actually the ones that are controlling it. But then the CCP came out and said it's a weather balloon. So that doesn't make any sense. So the CCP takes responsibility for it. Something here doesn't make any sense. It's super murky. Definitely not reassuring. And it remains right over our homeland, taking pictures of critical infrastructure. But then it's also really kind of strange. Why does the CCP need to do this? Because they already have satellite imaging. They have satellites pointed at us all the time. Now, according to people I just texted in the Department of Defense, they say these surveillance balloons give you much greater detail, let me make sure I get my words correctly. It has more clarity, it's more sophisticated, and it's in real time. So who the heck is operating this balloon is just a very simple question. If the general, Patrick S. Ryder, who's never won a war in his life, obviously, who's operating this? If the CCP is not, then who actually is? I want your thoughts on this, freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. Yeah, basically, we have tons of emails coming in. Charlie, why are we tolerating this? This is ridiculous. Yes, that's right. So I want you to remember the anger you have right now of the CCP object in the sky and understand the CCP is doing this every single day. We've been tolerating the consistent and focused takeover of America by the Chinese Communist Party for my entire lifetime. It's been done by the Republican Party. It's been done by the Democrat Party. They've been taking over the entire country for as long as I have been alive. So maybe an unintended benefit of this is that people are going to wake up and be like, oh, wow, I didn't realize the Chinese were controlling so much. Again, they control the National Basketball Association. They control Hollywood. They control our manufacturing. They control our hedge funds. They control BlackRock. They control mass celebrities and elites. They control our telecom companies. Chinese telecom companies are in the country, including Huawei and ZTE. They own 200,000 acres of land. So maybe that's going to be their excuse. They're like, hey, we just wanted to have better images of the land that we bought. That would be the ultimate troll. Could you imagine the CCP coming out and saying, we just wanted pictures of our land? Because we've allowed them to do it. Because if money is your ultimate value, it's the American ruling class and elite, as they become more secular and less patriotic and less religious and faithful, if your ultimate value is just profit, which the libertarians have been telling us is a good thing, then why wouldn't you sell all of your land to China? It's trade, right? It's a free market. Oh, well, you don't have a country anymore. By the way, all the trajectory diagrams I've seen show that it went over Canada. Why didn't Canada tell us about it? I've seen some unconfirmed reports. There might be a second one. We have no corroboration of that, but could be. Maybe Canada did tell us. I don't know. Our elites are really putting on a masterclass on this. I mean, let me just put one more thing on this. Someone said, Charlie, I don't believe our military is this incompetent. Well, you should, especially after Afghanistan. The very same clowns, not one person was fired, not one person resigned, that gave us Afghanistan are the ones that are paralyzed by a foreign infiltrator, aka a balloon, over our country. This story is so full of hot air, no pun intended. Somebody says here, well, Charlie, is the military allowed to act domestically? Well, yeah, if you're being invaded, of course, that's the whole part. That's such an interesting question because we have, first of all, we've lived in such an era where it's not the Department of Defense, it's the Department of Invading Other Countries, where we have not had it should be the Department of War is what it used to be called when our country was founded, is that we're so programmed to believe that wars happen away from us, except, of course, the southern border invasion, that when a foreign adversary does something militaristically, we're like, wait, are we allowed to do anything? Are we allowed to shoot it down? Do we have the power to do that? Yeah, actually, you can. That's why you exist, okay? You exist literally to deter invasions. I know you're really used to trying to, you know, install democracy in Libya, but the real reason that you're chartered as the Department of Defense is to defend the country. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. I mean, just, I want you to imagine right now there are a group of like 23-year-old CCP nerds staring at a screen, probably in a big room with Xi Jinping, Winnie the Pooh, in the back of the room, chuckling while he's eating a dog or something, saying to the programmers, oh, yeah, move it a little to the right, move it a little east. At this point, I think it's fair to say this is a real-time troll by the Chinese Communist Party. At this point, this is a real-time, like, we're going to just show you that you don't have the will, you don't have the fortitude, you don't have the spine. We're just going to kind of just float this thing all over the place. Oh, we're going to go to Kansas City. Oh, maybe we'll go to Philadelphia, you know, the two Super Bowl teams. Or maybe we'll go over all the land that we bought or all the Confucius Institutes. It's obviously capable maneuvering is what I'm saying. So somebody is doing the maneuvering. And therefore, if someone is doing the maneuvering, there's an intent behind the maneuvering. And guess what? If it's going further east, it's not going west. So it's not trying to return home. Source in the intel community we have on this program said China, Russia said there's more to this than they're saying, but he won't say what. Okay. I'm so tired of this cryptic stuff. Honestly, just be transparent with the American people. Unless it's totally necessary to the success of a current and ongoing mission, just be honest. Okay. Don't lie to us. Don't say, well, it's this and it's not that. We've been lied to about everything. It creates distrust. And when the Pentagon spokesperson is telling the truth or not telling the truth, email is freedom@charliekirk.com. Someone says, Charlie, this is another Pearl Harbor. No, I wouldn't go that far. That's not true. But if it has a chemical agent, then yes, that would be correct. This is not another Pearl Harbor. It's not. This is rather unprecedented in the sense of just a flagrant operation above the American homeland. I mean, I don't trust any of our military, and you shouldn't either. It was funny when Blake Masters was running against Mark Kelly, and Mark Kelly kept on running this ad of Blake Masters saying that our military generals are incompetent. Mark Kelly had a picture of all these veterans that were so offended by it. They are incompetent. You guys can't shoot down a balloon. It's been there for a couple days, or you don't want to. It's so irritating. Someone says, Charlie, why not capture the balloon and see what's on board and what they've been looking at? Yeah, exactly. That's what they should do. Of course, when I say shoot it down, I mean pop the balloon and obtain it. Someone says, Charlie, I agree. They're taking overhead pictures of all the farmland they bought. General Jack Keane believes they've done this before. Play cut 102.
What we do know is they've done this before. We know it's a spy balloon. It's going to depart at some time, and we don't want this to happen again, so shoot it down on the way home, over mountains or when it gets back out at sea. We already know it was spying. To me, it's about deterrence.
It's not on its way home. It's going further inland. It's continuing on a surveillance mission. It is being currently maneuvered. Think about it. If the Chinese Communist Party is operating this, which we can believe it is, and then they get caught, wouldn't they just do a U-turn and go back to Beijing? No. They get caught and they go further into the American homeland. They get caught and they put the foot on the accelerator. They go deeper into our country. I think this also might be a psychological test to see how will the American people tolerate a physical object floating over the country. Do people care? Will they stop staring at TikTok? Will they stop taking fentanyl? Will they hold the CCP accountable? They're watching all of this. They're going to be measuring all of it. And I'm sad to say, I believe we're failing the test of our soon-to-be masters in Beijing.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.